Okay. Hello, hello. Anyone there?
Hi, I'm Chrissy Clark, senior correspondent for Marketplace's Wealth and Poverty Desk, and on the next season of The Uncertain Hour.
The last thing he said to me before he left was, "Peter, take my advice."
Some of them can take decades to write.
Whatever you do, don't ever have anything to do with peanut butter.
Some of them sound strange.
It's prohibited to sell a pig carcass if it has a pronounced sexual odor. But if it's anything less than pronounced, you can sell it as food. It's okay.
And some of them save lives.
There will be people who will not die prematurely. There'll be people who, when they get old, will be able to have the lung power to lift up their grandchildren.
And together,
if it weren't for rules,
they shape,
we wouldn't have seatbelts,
every moment of our day.
We'd still have lead in our paint and our gasoline,
every breath we breathe,
and the Cuyahoga River would still be on fire.
What are these rules we're talking about?
Red tape.
Government regulation.
Rules.
Government regulation.
Federal government regulations. They cover everything from the mundane to the existential, from bacon to opioids to how the country will or won't combat climate change. And between all the headlines and the crazy news we're bombarded with, maybe you've heard that lately something's been going on with federal regulations.
Some executive orders that were signed by President Trump today dealing with financial regulation.
We're going to deal with the issue of regulation. One of the greatest job killers of them all.
All right, President Trump vowing to cut red tape.
Trump vowed to eliminate unnecessary regulations and
regulations are one of those topics that, when they come up, people have strong feelings about.
There's probably hundreds of regulations, so it's really a question to decide which to go after. Like a mosquito in a nudist colony. Where do you start?
Oh, regulations are absolutely necessary because we need something to prevent us from destroying each other.
I think they're designed to protect the public, but I think that basically they protect the corporations and the businesses.
Communist. When the government says this or that, sometimes it's just too much.
But if you ask people what they mean, which regulations go too far? Which ones protect us?
I don't know quite enough about that to make a decision.
I don't know if I can think of any federal regulations off the top of my head.
Am I allowed to give the answer that I don't know enough about the topic to answer properly?
Welcome back to The Uncertain Hour, where the things we fight the most about are the things we know the least about. This is a show that dives into the uncertainties of our lives to make sense of making it in our economy. How you get ahead, how you get left behind. In an era of sound bites and hot takes on the news, we will go down the strange rabbit holes of history to find the origins of how our economy got to be the way it is and why we keep hearing certain buzzwords again and again. Like
regulations, rules and regulations, regulations imposed by unelected bureaucrats.
Regulations, they're being eliminated like nobody's ever seen before.
But why do we have federal regulations? Who do they protect? Who has the power and the access to write them or unwrite them? And who gets written off? Subscribe now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. The Uncertain Hour. Though it's not actually an hour long, more like 30 or 40 minutes.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.